All right, everybody, we are back.
Finally.
We are live.
Third
time's the
charm. You should
be able to hear us this time.
If you can hear us, just tune in and say, hey, I can hear you, people.
Alex, can you see it and everything? All right, cool. Hey, Glenn, okay. What's going on?
Glenn.
Let us know, Greg, let us know you guys can hear
good.
Us.
Good, hearts we're and flowers. We want flowers. It's almost Valentine's
Yay,
Day.
Yay, Brian can hear us.
Okay,
that's
good.
Awesome.
So here's the deal. Today is a very, very, very famous birthday.
Yes.
It is the 15th anniversary of the Little Red Book of Selling, best-selling sales book of all time.
Okay, it when is also Jeffrey Kittimer's birthday. Happy birthday, honey.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
I'm 59 again, and again, and again.
I won't show you guys the candles on his cake.
No, because they wouldn't fit. Actually, we fucked up the whole cake because we tried to put candles on it. But
what?
There's no icing. Oh, there was still only two candles. One had a 7 and one had a 3.
Well, no, the guy who did your name fucked
old.
It up. I told him it's Jeffrey, and he wrote Jeffery.
Okay, good.
So I was like, what the fuck?
So, welcome to our positive show. And it
we'll
is,
cut that for the later time.
We're not cutting anything. So,
All right.
It's raining out, but it could have been snowing out. We're in Charlotte, and it's freezing cold today, and people don't know what to do when it's cold in Charlotte.
I know,
they
want to
burn your house down or something for heat.
Yeah.
But we're having a wonderful time today. We had a couple of celebrations, talked to Harvey McKay today, told him which end was up, but he was telling me which end is up, but your microphone is screwed up because you didn't tighten it down.
Jeffrey, it says that's how it's going to be. Sorry, Nada. I'll try to hold it if I can.
Got to be a better way to fix that microphone. Anyway, we had a really nice time. I recorded 2 of the 5 greatest sales I've ever made. And it was a fun, great studio setting in my office recording. We're going to do 3 more. And then the 5 greatest sales of all time will show up.
Yeah. You guys will have access to that soon.
Yeah. And I think they're going to be even free.
They are free. So for those of you just joining us, we are a little off today because of all of our issues. So we're going to do a little restart just in case you have no idea what the hell this is. This is Sell or Die. This is Motivation Monday. On Mondays every week, we go live and we give you a little motivation for the week. Sell or Die is our podcast that now has over 1 million downloads. And you are?
Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
Hold up copy.
Founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute.
Hold up copy.
If you haven't yet gotten your copy of these books, I highly recommend you do.
Wiggle them so people can. There you go.
All right. Cool. See, they're in every bookstore
in
that
the
you
world.
Can think of, especially Amazon.
And in Texas. And
New Jersey. We're getting some really, really nice reviews, which is awesome on both the books.
Yeah.
So they can help you make more sales. So go get your copy. But today we have a topic. And
what's our topic?
Our topic is how well do you know your product?
Does anyone know what that is?
What is it?
It's our it's The Great White North from SCTV. Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow, we have a lot of comments here. Oh,
holy
my goodness,
smokes.
It wasn't moving.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jeremy's giving us hearts. Kenneth, I can hear you. I'm glad you can hear us.
By the way, I
all these people are saying happy birthday. That's so nice.
I'm a size extra large if you go to the Ralph Lauren store in the mall, if you want to get me any kind of plaid kind of winter shirt. seriously, today is a great day regardless. And I'll share with you a secret. I think about what I want to accomplish each year on January the 1st. And by February the 11th, I have made a formal plan of what I'd like to do. Mm-hmm. And I will reveal that plan to my partner and world's greatest woman, the great Jen Gluckow. I will reveal that to her tomorrow once I complete the editing of it tonight.
Cool. I am looking forward to reading
Bingo.
It.
Bingo. It has lots of cool stuff in it of things we got to do this year.
Why do I feel like there's action items on this plan that are for me?
Right. Yeah, well, there's a lot of action items for you, but I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm just going to tell everybody else what to do. It's going to be a real good year for me.
Yeah, yeah. So we had this experience. I recently bought a Tesla.
Yep.
And
which, hang on a second. It's been a fantasy purchase for the last 5 years.
For you.
Yeah. I want a Tesla worse than anything. Jen says, I'm going to buy a car. I think I'll buy a Mercedes. Seriously? You're going to put gas in your car? Seriously? So we go to the Tesla place, and their inept salespeople took right over.
Yeah, and first they tried to give Jeffrey the keys for the test drive, and right, he was like, what are you giving them to me for? The car's for her. And so they felt like idiots.
Right.
And actually, on that experience after that, I didn't buy the car because I was like, who do these people think they are?
So, but here, let me explain something. Let me go back.
Yeah.
It's the best car on the planet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
By far. It is the best car on the planet. It's got the best computer software. It's got the best ride. It's got the best technology. It's got the best radio. It's got the best mapping system, mm-hmm, for sure. The best GPS directions on the planet.
Yeah.
And
it drives nicely. It's a nice car.
Yeah.
But it's different than any other car out there. And Ken, who knows a little bit about our Tesla story, asked if I figured out how to shut off the engine. Because when we got the car, they gave us this like almost 2 hour long tutorial, except they didn't tell me the five things I needed to know as a new Tesla owner, because Tesla is not like any car. So, for example, when you're done with the car, you just put it in park and walk away. Is this like common knowledge? I don't know, but I didn't know it. So
however,
I spent 30 minutes trying to figure out. Yes.
If you shut the door and your keys are inside the car and your pocketbook's inside the car and your phone is inside the car.
Oh my God.
It locks.
Yeah, it does. And so when your phone is the key and the key is in your pocketbook and your phone and pocketbook are in the car and you're locked out.
You're Oodskray.
Yeah, that's no fun. Try calling Jeffrey, who doesn't answer his phone, and then having one supermarket page him at another supermarket.
It was funny as hell. So, but the bottom line was, that's something they should have said.
Yeah.
The delivery of the car actually caused doubt that we had purchased the best car on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a function of training, not a function of the car.
Yeah.
So we are in the process of fixing that at the moment, and we will update you on the progress of it. But let me ask you this question, you diehards. How do you deliver?
Mm-hmm.
What are you delivering? And does that meet the expectation of after the sale outcome?
And I don't want to hear that you're the salesperson and after the client buys, you just like have
service
to go find another customer, and so you can't help them. Like, if that's the case, then you better have the best team on the planet helping your customers get up to par. Because if they don't know how to use your products and services properly, that no bueno.
No, and I recommend, I think that hunters and farmers is a bullshit process. I want relationship
right,
people.
Right, me too.
I want someone who's going to stay there after the sale, be there for the delivery, hobnob with the customer, build a deeper relationship with the customer, and earn a referral.
Yeah.
Which is the cheapest lead you could possibly get is a referral. Well, why would you not stay for that?
It's crazy. And so, you know, the regional manager is in touch with me trying to fix some of these issues that have
we
become
have confidence
bigger,
in that guy. Yeah,
bigger sales issues,
mm-hmm,
and has now let his team start to handle some of the things. And the lady who calls me to explain the different options doesn't even know the options as well as I do. And I'm like, how do I know your options better than you do? She's like, one moment, ma'am. And she's, you know, typing away and looking clearly looking something up. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. So I call the manager back and I said, I can't deal with her. I will not purchase another car from her. I will not work with her. Well, she's very nice. And she's really good at building rapport. And she's really good at relationship building. Really?
Right. So I need a fucking answer.
So I said, okay, guess what? I don't need a new friend.
Okay, nothing.
I have a lot of friends. I don't need the salesperson to just be my friend. I need knowledge. And so the question for you is, how well do you know your products? And how much better than the customer do you know your products? Because if we're in a day and age now where the customer can go online and research anything and learn anything,
get a video on YouTube about what it is.
Right. Why wouldn't you make it your business to do the exact same research that they're doing and more, so that you know not just...
There's a reason.
Yes.
They go home and drink beer.
I don't know that just beer is the issue, but if you're really all in and committed and you want to make this your best month yet, you want to make, you know, you want to change your trajectory, then why don't you go start becoming more knowledgeable?
And it's easy to do. You just focus in on your customers by calling them and finding out how they're using, what's been their situation, how's their experience been. Because we had, when we drove up to Lake Lure with the Tesla when we first got it, Jen found a program where you could find people at home who were willing to let you charge at their home for free.
Yeah.
You could charge it for free. That sounds like an oxymoron, but you could charge your car for free. So we get to this guy's house at 9:30 at night, and he comes down to talk to us, and he gave us a better intro and more knowledge in 20 minutes.
It was so crazy. It was really, really nuts.
So, yes, it's a new product. Yes, it's state of the art. Yes, it's the best one on the marketplace, but...
Yeah, and he even brought our dog some water in a bowl. Yeah, I thought that was really sweet. Yeah. Extra sweet.
It's inadequately delivered, and you may have the same problem. We're not calling Tesla out at all because they're going to fix everything.
No, they'll fix it, and it's fine.
Eventually, they're going to be amazing. But we wanted to use this as an example of how are you delivering.
And so what do you need to do to go deeper than the product manual that your company is going to give you? So you're, mm-hmm. Even if you're an owner, what is the manual that you're giving your people? Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you go a step deeper? Are you doing competitive studies? And don't tell me it's the marketing department's job. Why don't you call and pretend to buy from some of your competitors? Like, exactly. What would hold you back from finding out what they're offering and how you can offer something superior? Isn't that what you want to do?
I think that the object of any sale is to make certain that the customer is ecstatic when they begin to use the product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not about making the sale. It's not about giving instructions. It's about use. It's about outcome. It's about what happens after the customer takes ownership and what's the result of that.
So Mike Brooks.
Oh, I'm Mike.
Service is selling and selling is service. I love
that. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Mike.
And he said that's from Mark Gasser.
All kinds of little things
hearts
are coming up
and
on
loves.
The screen. Yeah.
Guys, it's Jeffrey's birthday. Share this out for his birthday. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Linda Aitani's here. Hi, Miss Aitani. She was my math teacher.
Get out of town.
Yeah. But she's like a cool person.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know.
Like a 2+2 or algebra or what?
High school math, I think. She was one of my favorite teachers. And now she sells products. I forget which kind, but like maybe Rodan & Fields. Is that right? I don't know. But hey, cool. So cool.
I love that kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff.
We hate the new math. Jeffrey has a 9-year-old, and that new math is so freaking confusing.
It doesn't teach you math.
Is that the Common Core stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe you can tutor Gabrielle.
Oh.
Alex probably learned the new math.
Count me out. That was my worst.
Oh, man. Jeffrey, all these people are wishing you a happy birthday. This is so
very
freaking
nice. Thank you.
I love it. I love it.
Do we get to keep the comments? Will they stay up in the...
Yeah, okay. You can read them after. Okay, so let's go a little bit deeper and let's talk about some of the ways you can actually learn your product better so that you know the product better than your customer.
Before you say a word to the customer, you reinforce their purchase. Jennifer, you've just purchased the best car in the world.
Yes, I have.
Okay, but they didn't say that.
No.
They all of a sudden start out by going, okay, are you sitting in your seat? Yeah. Okay, it's already on. And if you want to put it in drive, you click that. Like, dude, what did I just do? Tell me I just purchased the greatest car in the history of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as their representative, am going to show you every single secret that you need to know to operate this car at maximum efficiency and total enjoyment.
So our new buddy, I love that. Our new buddy, the regional manager, kept telling us we're now part of the Tesla family.
Ooh.
And I was like, I love that. Is that something you train your people on? Because it's the first time I'm hearing it.
And
he was like, no, it's just something I use. But why not tell them you're now part of the Carpet One family or you're now part of the whatever family your business is? Like, That makes you feel so special. I love it.
I wanted to know, in the case of divorce, what's my alimony?
What?
I'm part of the family. If there's a divorce, I want payment.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is here's the treasure that was overlooked.
Yeah.
It's a brand new kind of car. It's not the same kind of car as anybody else's car. It drives differently. It handles differently. It goes differently. It locks differently. Tell me and give me the sheet of the 10 or 20 things that this car needs, that you need to memorize about this car, just like 2 times 2 is 4,
right?
So that you can drive it with maximum efficiency and maximum happiness.
This is especially important if you're selling something that that is new to the market, or a change in the way people buy things, or you're relying on early adopters, I don't know, the early people, to take advantage of it.
And keep in mind, I'm going to forget 80% of what you tell me the minute I drive out of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. But if I had the piece of paper, I know exactly what the hell I'm doing. But the first guy said, well, you can watch the video on YouTube. I don't want to watch the video.
First of all, you're a live person.
Where's the fucking link to the video? Well, you go. No, I put it on paper. Put it in a video.
Ironically, when I was at the mall, because I drove straight from getting the car to return something at the mall, and trying to figure out how to turn off the car, right. I was Googling it because the dealership was already closed. So I was searching for a video, and like maybe the internet was really slow because I was in a parking garage. I don't know, but like it was so hard to find.
And the car is still running. No, yeah. I mean, this is what I want you to think about. And I said this earlier as we were in an informal discussion. When you're delivering something to a customer and you're talking to them, it may be your 1,000th time to make a delivery, but as your customer, it's my first time to hear it.
Right.
So make certain that you treat me like a 2-year-old and say, these are the 5 things you have to do, and if you do these 5 things, you're going to have maximum enjoyment. And I have a piece of paper so that when I'm finished telling you, it's also reinforced in writing. You can never make a mistake. At the bottom of the paper is my cell phone. If you need reinforcement, please call me any time of the day or night.
Yeah, and here's the reality. No one wants to watch the video, and no one wants to read through a manual that's like this thick on your product, okay? If you tell me to read a book, I'll read the book because it's going to give me personal development. But if you want me to read a book like that on your product, it's probably not happening.
Let me show the book.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay, so the question is, how deep is your product knowledge and how good is your ability to transfer that knowledge?
Agreed.
Because if I'm sitting with you there in person, I want you to transfer your knowledge to me. And that's what you have to do to be the best salesperson.
We went there excited to get this knowledge. I mean, literally couldn't pins and needles to get this knowledge, to get the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talk.
Yeah.
Somebody talk to us.
2 hours. Here's Dennis from Jacuzzi Sales of Camden County.
Ooh.
Okay.
Camden County, New Jersey?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Is there
Dennis.
More than one Camden County?
I don't know. Let's find that out.
I don't really know.
Because I grew up in Haddonfield and Cherry Hill.
Yeah.
Both in Camden County, by the way.
So
come on, Dennis. Anyway, out with
it. He might have responded. I can't tell. Okay. So we'll search for it. It's not like scrolling up for some reason. Anyway, so like if you're in Jacuzzi sales, the client's going to want to know everything they need to know to get the Jacuzzi started.
No, have a party. Bring their neighbors. Have hot dogs and hamburgers. You provide them. And I'll guarantee you, you're going to get 10 leads from that party.
Oh, I love that.
Bring your trunks.
I love that. But then also, they're going to need to know eventually how to clean it. Just not right now. So give them a little one pager. Here's the best way to clean your Jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Hold on to this. Let me laminate it for you. Let me give it to you laminated so that you can keep it by the Jacuzzi and not get it wet.
And let me tell you the difference between chlorine and bromide. Because you don't want chlorine.
Ken Walls wants to know where the coffee mug is that he sent to you. It's upstairs on my desk.
And
because we were showing it off last week or two weeks ago, and we just haven't put it away yet, Ken. But we can bring it down here and use those mugs. Those are nice mugs. Yeah, thank you for those mugs.
Yeah,
It's
a Ken Walls mug special.
Yeah, he put our faces on a mug.
And then mugged
And
us.
Then he put our books. He put our books on a mug. Both of our books. We each got a mug. It was really nice of Ken and generous.
Yeah, very nice.
And so it was like our face and our book and Sell or Die all in a mug. It was
we will have
awesome.
Those mugs for next Motivation Monday. I promise.
Yeah. Maybe, Ken, you can put your link in there to where you got them because they were really cool and other people might want to give cool custom gifts like that.
And you could be an affiliate.
I think you are an affiliate, so feel free to pop it in there because I said it's cool.
I tried to find
it. All right.
Them,
just got to have a strategy call and prospect said, wow, your product is more than what we were paying. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you deliver the value part of the message or did you only deliver the price part? Because it sounds like what the customer heard loud and clear was the price part. What they needed to hear more about was how your product was going to be better and help them in a better way than what they're currently using.
If your customer moans about the price, it is because they still, as yet, as of this moment, do not perceive the value.
Mm.
It's just that simple.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we have to.
Yes, I know. I am from Sicklerville.
Oh, wow. Sicklerville is not Camden County. Sicklerville is Gloucester County.
Okay.
Ooh.
Dennis says go Sixers. Roy, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say your name. Jeffrey, what are the most common mistakes that salesmen commit when they are selling?
Number one, their attitude sucks. The customer's late for a meeting and you get all angry about it. Number two, you don't believe enough in your product or your service. And if you don't, that's going to manifest itself in the way you talk about it and your language. And number three, you fail to communicate with that other person in a way that they perceive that your product is the greatest and you can differentiate yourself from your competitor.
I'm going to add that they go in and they don't assume the sale. When they need to assume the sale every time.
They have to talk their way out of it. Walk in, the sale's yours. Mm-hmm. They have to figure out a way.
The sale is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a chapter in my book for those of you who haven't got it yet.
What's
anyway, there's the link. Harry, delivery of the car and then get a get back together refresher a week later to go over anything needed. Schedule their first service. Exactly. That would have been amazing. All right. He said, Dennis says, yes, it is. Philberto wants to know where I can buy your product. So both of these books are available on Amazon.com, or you can go to our website, Sales in a New York Minute, buygittimer.com or gittimer.com.
If you want a bunch of books, go to 800 CEO Read, and they will give you a special price.
They definitely have that.
If you want to buy a book or three, go to Amazon.com. They will accommodate you as well. If you send any book to us for signing, we will sign it and send it back to you postage paid.
For sure. I keep hitting this mic. Nada's going to kill me. All right. Steve says, knowing about your product but not knowing how to explain it is useless. That's right. It's all about being able to transfer your message. Thanks for the great books, Jeffrey. I have read many, many sales books. Yours are by far the best.
Aww. You are correct, sir. Thank you very kindly.
That is so nice.
I know I also must comment you. You're an excellent judge. But I want to challenge you with this. When you're talking with that customer, when you're trying to transfer the information that they need, why don't you call them that night and say, is everything okay? Why don't you surprise the hell out of them and ask them, how is it going? Or if you did a repair for them, call them afterwards and see how's it going. Anything you can do that the customer perceives that your service is superior will get talked about.
Oh, yeah. Meet me at the charging station. Like, show me. Like, let me show you on the road. Here's how you do it. I mean, there's so many little things you could do.
But
all right.
But I know this is a surprise, but most of you don't sell Teslas. So you're going to have to take this lesson and convert it to your business, your people, your products, your service delivery, and make certain that the experience is memorable.
Yeah, for sure.
If there's some things that they need to know, put them in a paper, put them in a folder, put them in a file, put them in a PDF. Send them.
Yeah. My cousin is one of the top MLMers in her company, Secret. And she sold me a salt scrub for my feet. And she knew exactly when I received it. And a day or two later, she called me because she wanted to know how it was working out. And then a week or two later, she followed up with me again. I want to make sure you're using your salt scrub. How's it going? Like, that's amazing follow-up because she knows she wants me to use it up and buy another one and love it and tell five more friends.
Hello.
So no matter what industry, like, yes, we're talking about cars or whatever, but this is applicable to any industry and every industry.
That's
now,
correct.
We have a little gripe here. Doug says, why didn't you show me some love on LinkedIn? Lol. Saw a show here the other day, completely was reminded about you and dug up some of your books. Still a fan. Thanks. Doug, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Jeffrey does not go on LinkedIn very often. So if he missed it.
Doug, I have 29,000 connections on LinkedIn. We are trying, and maybe you want to volunteer for this position. I want to find somebody who they can get me the questions so I can answer them. I don't want somebody else to be my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I
we're figuring out the social thing. It's a Q2 initiative.
Yeah.
So sorry for not getting back to you sooner on Jeffrey's behalf.
But now that I know who you are, bet your ass I will follow up.
Let's make sure we find that, guys.
Yeah. Make sure my ass doesn't get lost.
And Doug, if you want to send us a link to it, we wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely find
Come
you.
Come on, Doug. Send the link.
All right. Gustavo, happy birthday, Jeffrey. And my services are the best. We are creating a whole system that generates leads and nurtures them as well. That is awesome. And Rui is from Oporto, Portugal. Cool.
Oh, wow.
See? Cool.
Come on, man. That's so nice.
All right, now.
It's 10 o'clock at night there already.
So we have Dennis who says, I am challenged by a salesperson. He is a good closer, only with a lower average selling price, and refuses to learn products or competition product after 2 years on the job. How do I convince him to study and get to know the product? So, wait a minute. You're saying it's he's been there for 2 years, and he refuses to learn about the product or
Next.
Maybe it's time to say
Next.
Au revoir to him. I'm sorry.
Well, no, he brings in all the business.
There's all this coaching you can do, but if the salesperson doesn't have the right attitude and doesn't want to learn, you can find someone who does.
And I can promise you, the day you fire that guy, everyone else is going to stand to attention. Yeah, exactly.
Our people are cheering out there.
Ding dong, the witch is dead, number one. And number two, my boss is willing to fire someone that doesn't go along with the program.
It sets the whole tone. Just go do it. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
I like sitting close to you, Jay.
Yeah, we usually sit further apart, but we're in this small screen. Hi, honey.
So,
all right, Steve, Dewey, I do, and I often stop by their house. Mike, great conversation. Fantastic. Judy, Stella's here. Dave Ferguson, what's up? Ken Walls is out. Bye, Ken. All right, I'm really behind here. Mike Phillips, and it's a salt scrubber. I don't know what that's about. Sorry. All right. Birthdays, figures, lol. You have room still. Leanne, this is why my husband's flooring business is based on referrals or repeat business, no paid advertising. Exactly. Way to go. All right. So Rui's going to bring you to Portugal. I'm hopping along in his suitcase. Thank you. All right. Mike says, loving the new book, Jeffrey Gittimer, pre-ordered and finally got into reading it yesterday. That is awesome. Hashtag all meat. I love that. Oh, and Doug pasted in his LinkedIn thing. Thank you, Doug. Jeffrey will respond after this.
Yeah.
All right. Rui says, we have an ego problem here in Portugal. It's really a problem. When I send an email, only a few companies answer it. Why is that?
You are like every other company on the planet. Your email's not that interesting. Your email's self-serving. Your email's boring.
And he means that in a nice kind of friendly kind of way.
Yeah. I don't perceive any value in it.
People are going to answer if they feel like they can benefit from your email. And if they don't feel like they're going to benefit enough where you're just trying to sell them something, but it's not actually going to help them in any way, they probably are going to ignore it because they have other shit going on.
And if you send an email to 1,000 people and you only get 3 responses,
that's a
pretty
problem.
Bad.
Yeah.
You should get 30 anyway.
Yeah. So why don't you try a different approach where you actually send a
value-based email.
Right, something that's going to help them. I don't know what you sell, so it's hard to help you there. But go the referral route. Go talk to some of your best customers and get testimonial videos and get referrals and see if that will open doors for you.
But think about how cool it is to be rejected in 10 or 11 different languages. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Doug says, love the advice and talk because this stuff is always good to be refreshed on constantly. I find I forgot some of this and it's back in the brain. Awesome. Well, Doug, I don't know if you know this, but our Sell or Die podcast, we go live 5 days a week. This is just one of the segments. This is the only segment we go on Facebook for. The rest of them you can actually get on any podcast app. Mm-hmm. And it's just called Sell or Die. And it's a 5 day a week show. It's fun.
I want to emphasize that it's free.
Yeah, it is
so
free.
So even if you're a cheap bastard, this is perfect pricing for you.
And if you're not in the Sell or Die Hard's official Facebook group, ooh, make sure you join that because there
how
is some really,
in the Facebook group?
I don't know. There's some really good content going on in there and some great sharing. It's a great community of people. And we're going to hit 1,000 people this month in that group. And the 1,000th person is going to win something.
A 50-foot yacht and a gallon of gas.
I want the yacht.
Oh, all right. I'm giving you the yacht, Jen, and the all gallon right. of gas will come to the first person that can identify everything.
Rui says, I'm developing augmented reality. That's cool.
Yeah.
Probably I'll send value and not just emails. Is there a way to send augmented reality kind of emails, like some sort of augmented reality thing, video kind of thing in your email to demonstrate how it could help them, something customized, maybe focus on less people but more customized that could help them?
What?
Don't send a mass email to 1,000 people if only 2 people are responding. Go after 10 people and really try to help those 10 people. That's all I'm saying.
I concur, Jenny. I totally concur.
Oh,
now,
man.
It is time for us to hit the hay.
Yeah, it is. It is.
We got to go. We got major things we got to do today. And I'm going out for dinner tonight with my sweetie pie. And we're going to rock the house. We're going to get those steaks and mashed potatoes over there at that Finn and Fino.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put the show notes.
People are going to show up now.
Oh. Okay, our reservation is not at 6:30. At Finn and Fino in Charlotte.
Oh, my God.
On what the hell that street
oh,
called?
My God. People are, okay.
That's all right. Let them, if you show up, be prepared to pick up a check.
They'll, yeah, because otherwise show up and go, I
oh,
will.
You know, your
Jeffrey's
book's
birthday.
Pick up the fucking check. That's what we're looking for. That would be the birthday present.
Oh, man.
But thank you very kindly for your well wishes today. I totally appreciate it. I think the more you age, the less you really want a birthday. But I'm always flattered by the cards and letters and texts and emails that come along. It's just absolutely amazing. So thank you very kindly. I never ask for them, but somehow they show up. And I'm humbled by it.
Oh, this is so cool.
What?
Doug says, I swear my phone is listening. Haven't heard or thought of either of you in years, but I mentioned to a friend my first sales book was a book Jeff wrote. And then I go on my Facebook at your live streaming at the same time. So I guess I was still following your Facebook page. That's so freaking cool. And I'm convinced our phones are listening literally all the time.
Yeah.
So they must have heard you.
Oh, yeah. Siri's out but, there and she goes, hey, guess what I just heard?
Well, we talk about this all the time. Nothing happens on coincidence. Like there is some reason right now that you may not have ever known me, but there's some reason why Jeffrey is being brought back into your life and you're being introduced to me now. So, you know, just keep watching, keep following, keep listening, and we will be here to help.
We need to place that spiritual music in the background.
When I go woo.
Yeah, woo. Yeah, woo. That's exactly what it is. It's
I love going. I'm very woo. Okay. Mike, if I was down there, I'd pick up the tab, but I'm up here in Connecticut, which is Super Bowl champions Northeast.
Oh, my God.
New England Patriots County.
Oh, my God. Way to go, Mike.
Filberto wants to know when we're coming to Chicago.
We'll be back in the
springtime. And we were there for a public seminar a while ago, but you can email mary@gettamore.com and she will help you find out when the public seminars are.
Yeah. We're going back. We're eating steak at Gibson's.
We love
Gibson's. And shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah. It's really good there.
Yeah.
All right. So we got to go now. So until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gettamore. And that, please get our books. Pretty pleased. We'll be here tomorrow. Do we have something? Don't we have a thing for that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. We have all these notes here. So let's see who we've got tomorrow. Oh, my God, you guys. Tomorrow we have Dave Meltzer, and he is freaking unbelievable. He's the legendary sports agent, and he's got such a cool—
He was one of the first sports agents ever.
But he has such a cool story about a plane ride that changed his life forever. I can't tell you more because you're just going to have to listen. This is seriously one of my favorite episodes, talking about woo. Oh, man, it's woo. All right, and then on Wednesday, we have a Seller Die Extra.
Yeah.
And on Thursday, Aaron Peterson stops by. Literally, he was here in person from Utah to give us what's new and what's next and what's right now in sales training. And then Friday is our best of. And
I love Best Of.
Yeah, it makes it really, really easy to listen to.
So we're going to...
Ron Goodwin is here.
Oh, hey, hi, Ron.
Ron. What's up? All right, we got to go, though. We're so sorry.
You can listen to the replay. It will be available at a place near you, a Facebook page near you.
Yeah.
No, maybe, wait, it's your Facebook page. No, it's our Facebook page.
All right, until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you, please get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.